Boston today, a friend of the Marathon bombing suspect was found guilty. He was charged with conspiracy and obstruction of justice. The man is 20 years old, a college friend of Jahar Tsarnaev. The friend was accused of helping to remove incriminating evidence from Tsarnaev's dorm room following the bombings. And Pierre's Tobias Smith has our story.
Prosecutors say Azamat Tazayakov went with two friends to Tsarnaev's dorm room and removed his laptop and his backpack containing fireworks emptied of their gunpowder and agreed with a plan to dispose of the backpack. They say Tazayakov recognized the suspects as soon as authorities published their pictures, but didn't say anything until he was picked up and interrogated. Prosecutors also say it took a while to get Tazayakov to share everything he knew. Prosecutors today expressed relief that the jury saw it their way. Defense attorneys expressed shock.
It's a brutal day for all of us. Difficult to try a case in this culture.
Defense attorney Matthew Myers says he's already planning an appeal.
It's very difficult to get a juror who's objective. We understand what this town has been through. It's just hard to put those things aside. The juror's under a certain pressure by the community to possibly render a certain verdict.
Tazayakov insisted that he had nothing to do with dumping the bag and didn't even know it was thrown out till after the fact. His attorneys cast him as a scared teenager who never intended to cover up any crime. But as Northeastern University law professor Daniel Medved notes, the defense couldn't overcome the facts.
Very few innocent explanations for getting rid of the backpack. What was the reason for doing that besides protecting your friend from potential criminal consequences?
Tazayakov bowed his head in court as his mother wept loudly while jurors read their verdict, guilty of taking the backpack, though not guilty of taking the laptop. He faces a maximum of 25 years in prison. Sentencing is set for October, soon after two other Tsarnaev friends are due to stand trial for allegedly being part of the obstruction. Former U.S. Attorney Michael Sullivan says today's guilty verdict may well impact those cases.
It could be the defendant feeling more anxious to consider some type of plea deal. At the same token, the government could say that they feel very confident and feel that it's not necessary to cut a deal.
Tsarnaev himself is set to go to trial in November. Today's verdict may bolster efforts by Tsarnaev's defense team to get that trial moved out of Boston. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.